Blog Talk Radio.
Psychics Gone Wild. My name is Seth, and we're going to take you along this journey today. I got Gary Weimer as a guest, and he is a master of lithomancy. Is that correct, Gary?
Lithomancy, correct. I've said lithomancy for decades, but it's actually lithomancy, like lithograph.
Leave it to me to goop it up. Well, let me welcome everybody to the Psychics Gone Wild show and let you know that you can go and see any one of our psychics at psychicsgonewild.com, and you can listen into our previous shows linked there, and also read up on all the different things that we offer. So, Gary, would you like to take a second and introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, first, it's a pleasure to be with you, Seth, and I'm honored, and thank you for your time and your hosting. I started giving readings in the early 70s after getting curious about psychic ability in the 60s, and in 1980, I learned a method called lithomancy, which involves 16 stones, and because it was fascinating to me, it became my main method. I used it for the last, since I learned it in 1980. And about 10 years ago, I was curious how other psychics used it, and couldn't find anything written on it. So I went ahead and wrote the book called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. As far as I know, it's the only book that actually describes how to read patterns in stones. And I ended up writing it just because I couldn't find other information about it.
So can you give us like a quick idea of what the practice of lithomancy is?
Yeah, the version I use now, called the modern version, because it includes the outward planets, uses 10 planet stones, Sun through Pluto. Older methods only used Sun through Jupiter, Saturn. Yeah, Saturn, because they didn't see Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. But 10 planet stones and then 6 stones on life. Life stone, love stone, commitment, responsibility, place, timing, things like that. And if someone does them in person, like a psychic fair, or comes set up a personal appointment, they drop the stones in this. Basically, it's a circle of leather. It's a very thin strip of leather, about 3 feet in length, tied in a circle about 14 inches in diameter. You can use lace. You can use anything. I've even drawn circles in the mud and dropped regular rocks in there, just marked them. So basically, these 16 stones land in a circle. When I do it over the phone, I allow the person who I'm talking to say drop. At that point, I drop them, and it works both ways, so I don't even question it. But what I do is I start reading from the center of the circle, which usually talks about or describes core issues, toward the top of the circle, where a 12 o'clock would be, and then around for 12 weeks. So it basically covers 12 weeks with each hour representing a week. And thing, I think it's a fascinating system because it's very visual. It has information about a lot of issues and how they interrelate. That's what I think is real fascinating about it. And depending on how and where the stones land, it shows points of emphasis and points of tension and all sorts of information. So that's kind of a rundown, Seth, of basically what it is. It's a fascinating but unknown art, and I'm proud to...
You took my word right out of my mouth. I was going to say fascinating.
Yeah, it is fascinating.
Yeah. And what I liked about it when I was reading on your bio, you said that it always had a positive turn. Is that true?
Well, I've been many people have told me that I'm very positive, inspiring. Comment is this: why belabor the obvious? Whatever you're going through, you know, I tend to want to tell people how to project above it, because God only knows how many times I'm asked that life. So, I tend to see the stones as indicating where people could evolve. These come for me. Get a lot of very about my accuracy. And I always say, well, you know, all I did is say, it's possible. People's free will, they can move to my reading, you know, they have what they want. But the reason I get a lot of compliments on accuracy is because I explain the process people are going through, and once they understand that, they can go through it with a lot more empowerment. Think we can, you know, not every curveball, but a lot more of them than we have to put up with, so to speak.
Right. Well, and let me very quickly apologize for the little pop-up ad I just had right there. It was a little bit uncomfortable, but we'll take that in stride and move right along. Gary, do you feel like you wanna take a caller?
I'd be glad to give.
Okay, so I have several callers in here already waiting to talk to you. Looking forward to it. So I'm going to start out with area code 315, and you are on the air, 315. Can I get your name?
Yes, my name's Annette.
Annette?
Annette?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm charging up these stones. I'll give you a 3-month reading probably in 3 or 4 minutes. What I'm doing is charging up the stones, kind of putting your energy into them. And in just a moment, I will say I'm ready when they feel kind of warm. And all you have to do is say drop, and then I'll drop them into this circle, and I'll give you a 3 months in 3 or 4 minutes, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, so... they warm, Inez. Anytime you feel like saying drop, let's just say.
Drop.
Okay. Yeah, you're going through some things with love, commitments, communication, past things that you're kind of looking at as far as, well, that was kind of an abrupt change in timing and so forth. But in the week two, you're going to find yourself getting much more lucky. You're going to find like ways to deal with your environment that are much more empowering than you feel right now. And the reason you're going to be going through that is because in the next couple days and weeks, you're going to be addressing a lot of these past
Gary, I think we're breaking up a little bit. Do you have a good connection over there?
Pretty well, it's fresh. Okay.
Okay. Gary? Gary, do you have a good connection over there?
I will call you back on the regular number, okay?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Great. I'll call you back. I can hear you right now.
Okay, I'll call you the number. Forgive me, it seems to be cutting out, okay?
Okay, Gary, thank you so much. And how much of that did you get? Did you get it? Did you get what he was trying to get across to you?
Basically that I'm going to have a change in a couple of weeks, and there's a lot of confusion going on right now.
Right. So while we're waiting for Gary to get on here, how's the weather over there? You're in New York, right?
Yeah, it's been pretty cold.
Yeah, whereabouts in New York are you?
Upstate near Canada.
Okay, I used to live up there myself. I recognize
you. Oh, did
you?
Yeah.
I'm back in the host group.
All right. And it looks like you got Gary back in the line. Gary, you with us?
I'm sorry I got cut off there. I'm not sure. But is the caller still online?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. So during this first week and a half, you're going to be processing a lot of this past stuff about commitments, about family, about people you care about. It's going to bring you luck in the second into the third week. You're going to feel a new surge of power, a direction. You're going to feel a lot better communication. You're going to have a whole new front for yourself as far as your confidence, where you're going, a new foundation's coming out of this. So don't worry about letting go. It'll make it better. And by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, a lot of good changes around your home environment. There'll be fresh changes, but they're going to bring you a sense of balance and harmony that's you're kind of seeking now. So don't give up faith. It is coming. By the eighth and ninth week here, I see you really getting a lot of power back in your life and being able to reach a lot of your dreams and fresh plans by the 10th to the 12th week. So don't be thrown off course by what you're having to process in this first week or two, because it's going to bring you a lot of liberation, fresh changes, a lot of emotional happiness, even by the second week. I hope it makes sense to you. Does it, girl?
Yeah, it does. I'm trying to process things right now.
Yeah, it's going to help you a lot. It's going to help you with direction. It's going to help you with male energy. It's going to help you with projects. It's going to help you with communication. So don't be afraid of addressing issues in a way that just kind of forgets the past. Let's go of it. Start this whole new feeling for yourself of determination, because this is a kind of one of the crossroads in life, kind of a turning point in some sort of way that's going to really show you what's important and what to move forward with. So let the past be, girl.
Okay, honey. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, I hope it makes sense to you.
Well, it kind of does.
Okay. All right, Annette, thank you so much for calling in, and don't be afraid to give us a call back soon, okay? Let us know how everything's going.
I will do that. Thank you so much for taking my call.
No worries. All right. Excellent job. I think we've gotten through some hiccups there, Gary. Good job. We're going to go to 845, area code 845. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Thank you for taking my call. My name's Diana.
Diana, how are you, girl?
I'm pretty good.
Do you want to do a three-month reading, or do you have specific questions, or what would you like?
Yeah, I'd like a three-month reading, because the questions would be many, so I will just be open to whatever is shown.
Okay. I'm charging these up in my hand right now. And in just a moment, when they feel nice and warm, I'm going to let you say drop. And then, of course, I can't get into a whole lot of detail in three or four minutes. But I can sort of do a lot more in a longer period of time for you folks that are listening. But for you, Diana, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, anytime you feel like saying drop, that's all you have to say.
Drop.
Okay. You also have things about business and commitment coming into play here in the first week and a half or two. There's going to be a lot of fresh priorities, fresh organization, so that you can deal with problems around your environment that are sort of coming up from the past. And as you go through this first and into the second week, you're going to start feeling yourself feel not only emotionally more empowered, but a lot of like new direction, new determination. You can take on work and things you have to take care of, responsibilities, with a lot more ease here in the next couple of weeks because of what you're sort of letting go of here in the first week and a half or two. You have Pluto near the environment. And by the third and fourth week here, things with female friends, things around your place, things with a new direction. You've got the life stone next to place and Venus and moon, and that's all a lot of good energy as far as place, as far as you feeling balanced and empowered. And that's bringing a lot of luck to you and expansion by the fifth and sixth week. That has to do with both male energy, expansion, your own plans and directions. So you're going to get quite a boost of energy in that time. And by the seventh and eighth week, you've got the luck stone next to love. So there's a lot of things about family, love, and in the environment and so forth that you're going to benefit from quite a lot. And that opens up this path from the ninth to the 12th week where you have there's a whole fresh panorama for you. You're seeing new ways to communicate, new ways to market, new ways to see your life, new ways to pick up old projects and restart them again. Because the magic stone is out here by 11, almost 12 o'clock outside the circle. So is the sun stone. So what you're going through in this three-month period is going to give you a whole fresh start of enterprisingness, of communication and so forth. And it's going to bring you back in the period where you feel like you have power and control over your life because the sun stone is outside the circle. So it's bringing you not only fresh power but long-term goals. So this first week and a half or two, take a breath, reorganize, see what you have to do, allow yourself to set up a system, so to speak, that works mm-hmm. much effectively for you, and that's going to set the template for a lot of satisfaction, everything else kind of lining up in play. Now, that's kind of what I see very generally over the next 3 months. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Yeah, it does, because I've been, like, really down, and, you know, what's really down has to come back up, and I'm cleaning house and doing a lot of things just to, you know, you fall down, you pick yourself up, man, and financially it's been really horrible since my husband died, and, you know, it's time for a change. It's time for me to have some luck.
You're going to have good financial things coming your way in the fifth and sixth week. You really are. And it feels like family's going to help you, too, or mm-hmm. be more concerned. There's a connection with family again. So that's why I say you feel like you don't have any power in your life. You're regathering it. Remember, everything is cycles. Everything is
mm-hmm.
cycles. So go with this new cycle. Lend the power.
I'm loving it. So I so much appreciate you taking the time, taking my call. God bless. And I'll tune back in and let you know how it worked out.
Good, girl. Good. Well, you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Back to you, Brother Seth.
All right, look at that. Well, I love her positivity, right? You know, it. So often we get caught up in the negativity that the world has around us, and we forget that everything that we have going on here is supposed to be an experience, a learning opportunity, right? So I'm excited for her.
I always tell people we have we may not have that much control over our situation at any particular point in time, but we have complete control over how we're going to interpret the situation and how we're going to act and how we're going to react and how we're going to move from that moment forward. We have complete control of that. Even if you're chained up and tied and gagged, you still have control. It's how you interpret it. I mean, it's not a very good example, but it's true. You know, it's all within our own heart and mind, and that's where we have to start.
Well, I'm wishing her luck. I know that we got some good vibes going for her. Now, Gary, how long have you been with Psychics Gone Wild?
I guess about, a month and a half now? I'm one of the, I guess, late bloomers, so to speak.
Oh, shoot, I'm right there with you, brother. this is a new bag for me, too. But, you know, the group of psychics that we have going on in this circle, I just find amazing. I love working with these people.
Yeah, me too, me too. And I like the energy, Jethro's energy.
No, he keeps you going, doesn't he?
Intense, man. That guy's brain is going all the time, you know.
I feel you. Let's go on to the next caller. It looks like we have a Skype caller right now. So my Skype caller, are you on the air?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Can we get your name?
It's Danielle.
Danielle. Hi, Danielle. We have Gary waiting for you.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Danielle. How are you, girl?
I'm awesome.
Good. There you go, babe. I believe that. Do you have some specific questions, or you want to give me to give you a general 3-month reading, or what?
I'd rather just do a general, so I don't have any expectations.
Okay. Well, I liked your awesomeness. That's really a good way to start.
Thank you.
You know, bottom line, I'm 65. I've been a musician. I've been an actor, a writer. I've been dead broke. I've been on concert. I've been in empty clubs. I've been giving readings for 40 years. And the one thing I've come across is you got to make yourself happy
at the
moment, because that's all you got.
No one else will.
No one else can do that. So while we've been, I've been talking, I've been charging these stones up, and all you have to say is drop, and we'll go from there. It'll be general because I don't have time to get many specifics. Okay?
Okay. Drop.
There you go. Well, even though there's a strange things about relationships, they're going to give you a lot of inventiveness and creativity in the next couple days and week. They really are. It's helping you set up a whole new idea about your place by the second and into the third week as far as your place and your life. So these changes that you're going through in the first week and a half or two involving relationships, which affects your own sense of balance, are meant to inspire you to think in really broad ways, different ways. Challenge yourself to think almost like unconventionally. Surprise yourself. Because as you do, by the second end of the third week here, you're going to find that you've got a real fresh view of your life, of your environment, and you're looking out toward the future, which is going to bring a lot of love and luck back in your life by about the fourth and fifth week. You have the love stone, you have magic stone, you have Jupiter, the commitment stone, the luck stone, and sun. So you got a whole wave of great energy coming in that's going to, the way these stones are lined up, they're making a box. So it's like a very good structure for you, good foundation with all sorts of love, opportunities, and so forth. So use this first week and a half or two to get your balance and get your creativity so you can almost like think this into existence, this whole new world that you're going to come into by the third and fourth and fifth week. Because the more you set up this structure and the system of balance here, the more you're going to benefit from how all these good stones are going to affect you from about the fourth and fifth week on. And by the 8th and 9th and 10th week here, it seems like you're moving to a lot of fresh plans, things with men, things around your environment, a lot of good communication about those issues. And that's what's going to bring some healing in the long term that maybe has been a long time coming, so to speak.
Yeah.
So you're going to go out of this 3-month period with a lot of resolution of past issues. You start now by thinking differently, and you can let then those will sort of come into play and work themselves out as long as you start triggering your whole world with a sort of fresh spontaneity and creativity.
Because
the healing and so forth will come in play after you're empowered. So you don't have, and it's kind of good. You understand why?
Yeah, I do.
You're building up your energy first, and then that healing is like just, it's much easier. You can go through it quicker. And you're going to learn a lot about how to let go of things in the future and heal and communicate effectively when you want to, rather than feeling either extreme or shut up, you know. So it's going to help you a lot with relationships and plans, girl. Go with this first week and a half and two and think real out of the box and allow yourself to find balance in thinking out of the box. Then when you gather that all together, it's consolidated and creative. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes, it does. Thank you very much.
You too. That's in general what I'm seeing, but that's 3 minutes and 3 months and 3 minutes or something like that. Have a good day, sweetheart. God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
Stay happy.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you know, I've never been able to have the pleasure of working with you, Gary, and it's been awesome. I totally get that that positivity that I felt, you know, by your picture. I got it through your bio. Love working with you. I can't wait to do some more with you in the future. So we got some more callers.
Yeah, and I just wanted to mention to your callers, if they want to find out about me, go to GaryWimmer.com. That's GaryWimmer.com. You can find all about my readings and so forth. Or you can actually just Google Reading Stones, because my book, Lithomancy, the Psychic Art of Reading Stones, you'll find me. But, yeah, have you got another caller, Seth?
Oh, we got a couple more. They're still coming in. I love it. I love it. Right on the line with area code 770. Are you there, 770?
Yes, I am. Hello?
Awesome. Can we get your name?
Hello?
Yes, can we get your name?
Oh, my name is Maddie. My name is Maddie. I have a question about a friend.
Okay, Maddie, what's your question, girl?
I want to know about a friend. Her name. Do you need a name?
No, but it is a woman, right?
It is a woman. Yes. Uh huh.
There's a lot of issues over men, over power, and over. There's a lot of issues of the heart going on between y'all right now. That's the first thing to pick up.
My question is, will she come out of the circumstance, the situation that she's in right now?
Will she come out of the condition she's in?
The circumstance that she's in right now.
I feel like
there's support around her. She has to kind of listen to things. She feels very confused, so she's not quite sure what she believes. There is support. There's people who care about her, and there's people who are trying to help her in a lot of different ways. So I feel like, yes, she's going to come out of it. The people who help her have to kind of keep in perspective her and the situation so they don't get anxiety-ridden or frustrated. They have to keep their heart in the right place. That's what I'm feeling. That's going to seem like it's going to bring the best help for her. She also has to be brave enough to take a risk on herself and recognize what she needs to do. There's some sort of kind of like denial or not really like spinning her wheels about her own power, her own ability to change things and make things happen. And when people face that, it's a good thing, as Martha Stewart would say, because you learn more about your power. So those of y'all that are concerned about her, recognize that she's having a learning process of her own about how to not, spin herself in circles so much, spin her wheels. And that's something that I feel like she's going to conquer here, maybe not immediately, but over the next several months she's going to have quite a lot of grasp over it, and she's going to start finding a lot more power and satisfaction. Now, does that make sense to you? That's what I'm feeling for these cards I'm looking at.
I guess it does. Will she get money? Because she's broke. Will she get money to take care of her bills? Because
it feels like people she's asking for help, and there's going to be someone who can help her. It doesn't feel like it's like she has to work on it or some way, or someone has to concede. It's she's kind of clumsy at asking, and other people are kind of clumsy at wanting to help, but it seems like it does come through to some degree. And it feels like there's other resources she could use, too, whether it's involving past, like men in her life, or other things like that. So she has a couple strings to pull that she either doesn't want to or hasn't yet, because it makes her emotionally upset. And that's understandable, but it's also courageous sometimes to step forward and do what you have to do, even though you may not want to do it. So there's a certain amount of that in her situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I'm feeling. But, yeah, she's getting some balance through this now. She's learning
She was able to come up. She was able to get it up for the month of May, get her monies up for the month of May. But she was a little concerned about now, just a matter of a few weeks, it's going to be June. And what are you going to do with no job, no money, you know?
Well, there's ways she can communicate with people that will put her on an even keel, so she's not taking the money, she's borrowing it. Some sort of promises. And that takes, like I said, her willingness to take a risk a little bit. She feels like she's taking a lot of risk, but they've been negative risks. They've been doubting risks, and that doesn't help. She needs to take an empowerment risk. She needs to look in the mirror and say, I can dream better, I can visualize better, I can make my daily life work better. Because that's what she really wants to do, is get her life together, and only she can do it. People can help her.
That's very true.
Yeah, but let her look at herself in the mirror. You have to impress upon her she's got the power. She feels powerless. She's spun in circles. And that's where...
And I get that too, Gary. I really feel like this is her journey. And she's getting a lot of help from friends and family and whatnot, but it's not what she needs. They haven't really walked in her shoes. They don't really know what's going on. They only know that they want her to improve, and she will, but they've got to let her do it.
Yeah, she's got to do it on her own, because that's how I feel. I told her, I said, you know, she was complaining about her sister. Oh, my sister claimed that she saved up money to get a car, and here I said, but your sister don't owe you anything. You got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, so my thought was, I don't want to impose, because I just want to, I just sent a prayer, and I just wonder why she didn't return my call. I called her the beginning of the week. Last week she wanted me to take her for a job, and I told her my week was filled up, but I was trying to fit it in. And I called her on Monday, and the phone was cut off, and I called on Tuesday, the phone was cut off. And I think it was about Wednesday or Thursday I called, and the phone was back on, and I left a message, over the weekend, and she never returned my call. And I said, huh, I was wondering if she's holding that against me.
I don't think she's holding anything against you. I think she's just kind of, well, she may be holding it a little bit against everybody, because she's got to look at herself and go, I need to adjust my thinking. The first thing she needs to do is address her own thinking, get herself in a feeling of empowerment, of moving forward. Start having some positive dreams instead of a bunch of fears.
Right.
Yeah.
And at least at this point, she understands that what she's doing isn't working. So she is at the point where her own strength will start to build, and she will pull out of this.
Because according to my understanding, talking with her, this is something that she's been going through over the years, is that she's in and out of this kind of circumstances. And it's like, are you doing it? Are you sabotaging yourself?
Yeah, but she's not. She wasn't at the point now where she is now.
She said last year at this time she was in the same thing.
Yeah, but you can say that, but you're not always mentally in that and spiritually in that area. Like right now, she says, this is not working, you know. You can be carried when you don't need to be, or you can be carried when you shouldn't be. And I get that she might have been helped along when she should have not been helped along. And this is just something that her spiritual path has taken her on. And it's going to keep presenting itself until she learns how to deal with it.
That's what I thought, too. She's on this journey that she's on. Yes.
Wouldn't hurt to help get her some counseling.
Well, yeah. Some spiritual counseling, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's got a big ego, too. She's a sweet person, but she has a big ego, so.
Well, big egos hit big walls and learn big things when they do.
Well, what do you say for me?
I see that this is kind of something that's important to you on one hand, but you're exasperated on another hand. That's what feels like. It wears you out.
Yeah, it does. It does kind of mess with my psyche.
Yeah, but you feel a sense of responsibility, and that's an admirable thing. But also what I feel like you need to do is when you go to help her, help her in very progressive ways, stress the right thing, and then recognize that it's your time to let go of that, because you've got other things you have to do, other responsibilities, and it's sometimes you, you're more effective if you go in little doses, strong, back out. Watch that have an effect. That's what I'm feeling. Because what's going through your life right now in the next couple weeks is you getting a fresh sense of balance about what you want to do.
Exactly, exactly.
So you need to explore that as well.
Yeah, I need to spend more time on me.
Yeah.
That's exactly what my spirit been talking to me about. Yes. Mhm. Okay. Thank you guys very much.
You too, sweetheart. Have a good day. Good luck.
Thank you.
Balance it out.
I will. I just sent her prayer.
Gotcha. I know. You got a legitimate concern.
All right. Very good. That's a little different for me sometimes, is pulling in energy that I'm not talking directly to. Do you have any, you've had a lot of experience with that, so how do you help pull energy easier from other people outside the situation, the immediate situation where you're talking to them right away?
Are you asking me, Seth?
Yeah, Gary, I'm sorry.
How I separate things, how I pick things up?
Yeah, energies can sometimes build up And how do you separate mentally and spiritually to the person that you may not be talking to at the moment?
Well, I kind of, whether it's to the person I'm talking to or something that brings me to some other level at, or a thrown-in question or a curveball, it's all in my opinion. At least for me, it's sort of looking at the signs. For example, When I talk, I'm either looking at stones or looking at cards or staring at a blank spot on the wall and feeling what I'm supposed to feel at that moment, how it relates to person A, B, or C, the confusion of the moment. I don't even try to intellectually think about that.
Right.
I let it come out from wherever it's supposed to, and it's... And then I figure, like, well, that's the best I can do. You know, if it registered fine, if it didn't fine, if it connected with person A. And a lot of times I find that when people ask a question, sometimes the answer is different, quite different from what they expect. And so it's like I just kind of open myself up to it, and hopefully I'm accurate and right and helpful. I sure don't want to screw anybody's life up, so I allow my, I guess, confidence in God to give me the ability to say meaningful things at the right time.
Absolutely. Excellent advice. We all want to come out with a positive outcome. You know, in this journey of life that we take can sometimes be a rough one. So, yeah, we definitely don't want to be the ones that help to veer off course. Awesome. So I got another caller here, Gary. What do you think?
Sure. I wanted to mention one thing. I had an experience in 1977, a near-death experience, that there's a book called A Second in Eternity. I also have a show on Blog Talk Radio called A Second in Eternity. And in that experience from 1977, I saw how much, at least for me, and I think it's for everybody, how much the external world is always giving us signs about the internal questions. And the two relate, and the two are interconnected. And so I always teach people to read the signs, which is exactly what I was explaining to you. I just kind of read the signs at hand. So I just wanted to mention that for all your callers. Empower yourselves to read the signs. That's all psychics do, you know.
Nice. Yeah, and I put that there too. Awesome. I as an author, how hard was it for you to get that first book out?
Well, they're both self-published. The Lithomancy book I started about 10 years ago and finished, I guess, about 2 years ago. The Second Eternity I started in 1997 while I lived in Europe. It was in 1977 when I had the experience on February 10th, February 7th, so I wrote in 1997, I was playing music in Europe and explained it to some people. And they said, oh, you should write a book about it. And I started it then and finished A Second Eternity, I guess, about a year and a half ago. A lot of writing, a lot of editing, a lot of you know, talking to people around me at that time, getting information and so forth, getting police records and all sorts of things. It's a very interesting story and very true and very, it's the most I've ever been scared in my life and the most enlightening experience I've ever had. I contacted Dr. Eben Alexander after I saw him on Through the Wormhole with Morgan Freeman before his book was out. Sent him a copy of mine, encouraged him to get his out because we had similar experiences. Not in what we experienced, but in the thing that drew my attention to him was he said at the core of this infinite creativity is infinite love. And when he said that, I thought, yep, he knows. He went there. Because that's what it is, infinite love.
Yeah. Wow. I'm definitely going to look up that book myself. It sounds like a good read and a good experience. What do you think? You give it to me free, huh? Yeah.
It's on Kindle. For those of y'all that like, it's on Kindle. You can get a Kindle. You can get the Kindle software to work on your PC, no problem. Go to my website. You'll see the links, GaryWimmer.com or GaryWimmer.com/psychic. If you get on my homepage, I'm also an actor and a writer and a musician, but most of my time is doing psychic work now. I'm not young and pretty like I was.
All right, Gary. Let's go into the next caller. I got a couple more going. And we'll go to area code 719. 719, can you hear
it? Yes, I can. You can ask questions right here.
Oh, 719. You sound familiar.
I bet I do. After so many hours on phones and Skype, it's like, how can you not know? this is obviously Casey. And I was just wondering if Gary would be willing to do a rock reading for me for, like, the next 3 months and just kind of, you know, tell me what's going on in my life. Because, you know, there are days I would like to know what's going on.
Well, I sure will. Charge him up here for just a moment, kind of get some warmth and energy into him. And interesting, about 10, 12 years ago, I wanted to know if I could do readings over the phone, so I called up three people I'd given readings to, and during one day, I called up one and another, and to each of them, I said I wanted to test to see if I can do a reading over the phone, and I invented this little system, which I still use, which is basically I charge up the stones. When they feel right, I say I'm ready and have the other person say drop. And all the people I did the readings for said, yep, you're on, so I've kept the system. And to you, Miss Casey, same thing. Anytime you feel like saying drop, that's all you have to say.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you're going through a lot of things from the past right now where you probably felt luckier in the past, but you're starting to move into a period in the next couple weeks or so as far as having a whole new fresh feeling about love and about balance and about things around your environment and maybe even people coming into your environment in some sort of way. There's a lot of organization you have to do first, deal with both the known and the unknown things you have to organize. So there's a lot of clearing out and a lot of fresh beginnings here just in the first couple of weeks. Seems like you're processing a lot of changes that have been going on in your life with both relationships, with like plans, where you want to go, what you want to do, with new ideas about how to conquer your fears and doubts about both the past and about how you have control over the future and know your destiny and that sort of thing. So for the first couple weeks, you're really doing a lot of things in that nature of reestablishing what you believe in, but doing it in a way that gives you more options rather than fewer, and certainly going to affect how you feel about love, about family, and about your environment. And by the third and fourth week here, that seems to translate into not only a lot of activity, but a lot of empowerment coming back with you, with both your environment, with your direction, with your ability to communicate, with shows, with all sorts of fresh connections and fresh decisions, such that by the sixth and seventh week here, you've got the life stone, you've got the sun stone, you've got the magic stone and Neptune. So by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, because of a lot of planning and strategy and good decisions, and the fact that you've sort of taken the things you see in the first week and a half as obstacles, and you've converted those into like magic. You know, you've worked ways around things. Such that by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, you've really set yourself up to quite a lucky period in your life coming in. Not only with communication, but with direction, with plans, with strategy. So don't worry about plans in the past that have been broken, any sort of commitments, because you're, as you process that in the first week and a half or two and get a whole new fresh sense of organization and procedure and confidence and that sort of thing, you're setting the plans for the fifth and sixth and seventh week when you benefit so well and know what to do next and have people calling you and things working. And by the ninth and tenth week here, with both your environment, with your emotions, with business plans, with seeing new money come in, new possibilities, and feeling like you really have control over your environment, and not only feeling that way, but having a lot of satisfaction and control, you're opening up a very lucky cycle in your life. Because from the 10 o'clock, you've got the luck stone, and at the very top here, you've got Jupiter. So this is really opening you up to a lot of fresh possibilities in the future. So don't be afraid of letting go of the ones that hadn't worked, and consider all these fresh options in the first week and a half or two. It's going to set you on quite a good feeling about where you're going. And you have to change that before it turns into the manifestation of it. But by the third and fourth and fifth week on, you're doing a lot of four steps forward, maybe a half a step back, instead of feeling like it's a tug of war where it's been recently.
Instead of one step forward and two steps back?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of feel like you've been going that way, but I'm suggesting that you're making a lot of discoveries about yourself and your way reorganize yourself, refresh yourself, re-empower yourself. And this is, start seeing your youth. Start seeing how young you are and how much time you have left. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what it feels like. You got such a jovial spirit. Apply that to yourself more and your own planning strategy. A lot of the best discoveries have happened because stuff screwed up. You know? And they learned something new. I mean, photography was a complete accident. You know, radioactivity, a complete accident.
Wow. I hadn't realized that one. Okay.
Discovering Pluto, you know, was an accident.
Although I do know that it was that Edison had to try 1,001 times before he got the light bulb in place.
That's right. So, yeah, a lot of fresh approaches for you here in the next week and a half to two. It's going to really set a path of creativity for you. It really is. Don't worry about what ain't worked. Start thinking about this whole new cycle of balance, harmony, creativity, love, inspiration. That's going to line everything up for you, really.
Nice. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. That really does. I'm just going to say, man, it's like you're right on. I mean, you listen to other people's readings, you know, they go, that's right. And you go, wow. It's like, but yeah, man, this is really, I like this. This is really cool. It's like, they're right. You're really right on, Gary.
Well, good.
Awesome.
A lot of transformation, letting go of old patterns, you know, of doubts and so forth. And that's going to open up this whole cycle for you that's quite empowering. Both financially,
cool.
Mentally, spiritually, romantically, and otherwise.
Cool. Nice.
Awesome.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah, love to have you. Even if I'm clicking the ones without the question mark, we got you. All right, love you, girl. We'll talk to you later.
That sounds good. Thanks.
Happy, my dear.
All right, one more caller. We got 10 minutes left. Good job, Gary. Holding it down. 850, you are on the line.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you doing? And can we get your name?
Yes, my name is Sally.
Hi,
Sally, how are you? My name's Gary, and you're talking to Seth and Gary here, and you have a particular question I can help you with, or would you like to just get a general reading or what?
Just a general reading, please.
Okay. Now, to your listeners, probably they're 16 stones, and because I do them a little quicker than I would if I was doing a 30-minute reading, a lot of the same terminology comes up in different times because the stones represent different things. But as I'm talking to you, I'm charging up these stones, and we'll try to get you some information about the next couple months.
Thank you.
And they feel warm, so anytime you feel like saying drop, that's all you have to say.
Okay, drop.
Okay. A lot of processing about relationships that's going to give you a change of heart on a lot of issues, and it's going to bring up your better side here in the next couple weeks. You've got Saturn, the Life Stone, the Sun, and the Magic Stone all here in the first 3 weeks. So you're putting together a new foundation for yourself. We've had a lot of Saturns up in the first quarter, which means a lot of people are starting this new foundation. Maybe it's in the stars. But it's going to help you not only do a lot of organization and planning and feeling like you're getting in balance here in the next couple weeks, it's going to expand you emotionally a lot. And this is really important. This is really important for love and for your balance and for getting either the relationship to work or the right relationship in your life. So allow yourself to look at the past as something that's giving you a lot of wisdom about relationships and about balance, because that's very empowering for you. It allows you to, like, think outside your own box. And as you do that in the first week and a half or two, you're going to find that not only are you getting more grounded on one hand and dealing with a lot of practical things you have to deal with in your life, but you're getting a sense of spontaneity back and a sense of creativity and self-determination that's very powerful. The reason I say it's very powerful because the Sun, the Life, and the Magic Stone are all pointing here in between weeks two and three. So by the third week, you've really overcome a lot of these doubts you've had. You've got this fresh sense of balance, and you've got this fresh sense of almost like not only confidence but spontaneity back in your life, where you're free in a lot of ways to experience other levels of yourself emotionally, psychically, and so forth. And by the 7th and 8th and 9th week, it feels like love is certainly back in your life in a much more empowering way. Things about family, things that get solved by decisions and communication, things about place, all that seems to work itself out quite a lot from the 6th and 7th and 8th week here. And all during this process, I feel like you have a good, this is a good opportunity for you to, like, experiment with how you talk and how you relate and how you make decisions, because there's a lot of change going on, and that's allowing you to, like, experiment with new parts of yourself, new parts of your psyche and your mind, because that, combined with the determination to be grounded, gives you, like, the best of both worlds, the imagination side, the spiritual side, and so forth, as well as the practical groundedness and responsibilities and so forth. So really allow yourself to look at things emotionally in a much more broad way, because what it does to you is it brings back to you toward the end of the 3 month period all the answers that you've been seeking about relationships, about healing from the past, about being very positive and expansive. And the Luck Stone is outside the circle by 12 o'clock. So it's saying this processing that you're going through and this reestablishing of your own, like I said, belief system and confidence and so forth, and the changes you go through emotionally are really going to lead you toward a lot of luck, and you're going to be able to know, like, what you let go of, what you've changed here, what you've taken on as a new responsibility to yourself, and how it's worked. And it's sure going to make love a lot better in your life, and it's going to make your planning for the future a lot easier, and you're not going to see so many doubts and fears. You're going to see a lot more ability not only conquer them, but to learn from them. And that's kind of what I'm seeing for the next couple of months. I hope that makes sense to you.
Yes, it does. Excuse me, and thank you very much. I appreciate you taking my call.
Glad it helped you, girl. God only knows how many times a day I ask God to help me.
Thank you very much.
You too,
take
sweetheart.
Take care.
Stay empowered.
Bye-bye. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Wow. So that is That's bringing us real close to the end of the show. Gary, is there anything that you'd like to talk about, or maybe, you know, tell the listeners about, you know, kind of what you do or where you do it or any messages?
Yeah, if they want to find out about my books and my readings, the best site to go to is GaryWimmer.com/psychic. That's GaryWimmer.com/psychic, PSYCHIC. If you get on my homepage, you can find the psychic link. I'm also, like I said, an actor and a writer and a musician. I think the main thing I want to say is people should stay very encouraged about their lives. People should recognize that everything is cycles and that they really do have the power of within themselves to turn situations around a lot more than they think. And what you can't change in the situation, you change within the way you think about it, the way you see it, the way you feel it. Because, you know, peace and heaven and God are just a millisecond away from the opposite of that. And we walk that balance. We decide which side of the fence we're looking at any moment in time. That and to look for the signs. I discuss that quite a lot in my book, A Second in Eternity, because I had such an overwhelming psychic experience 36 years ago. People should look at the signs around them. Learn what their own triggers are, how they feel things. Learn to read their own psychic ability. We can always learn more about that. And let's face it, the more your heart and your mind and your spirit and your psyche are all geared up, the more balanced you are and the happier you are in life.
Right, right, absolutely. And this is such a time of change. Now, you mentioned in your bio the age of Aquarius. We have like 3.5 minutes or so left. Is there something you can tell us about the age of Aquarius in that time?
Well, I've started, I kind of think the age of Aquarius came in somewhere between 1950 and 2050. I don't think it's not an exact line the way I see it. It may be astrologically and astronomically. I think it's a process because we move into the age of Aquarius, which is ruled by Uranus, which is a lot of change. We're seeing all our systems break down. We're seeing everything come to the surface that's kind of nasty, ugly, the good, bad, and the ugly. And so, yeah, it looks scary on some levels, but it's the only way we can purge ourselves from stupidity and selfishness is to recognize them. And whether it's polluting Mother Nature or screwing fellow man in some way, not caring, we learn about it in this age of communication because everybody knows what's going on the planet all the time. And it's only recently we've had that power. And the age of Aquarius brings in new things about the sea, about revolution, about a utopian society, about a lot of change, about space, and about the systems changing. And so we're seeing all that those signs now, and I suggest people be at peace with the shift because it's going to bring in some great, incredible changes. And, yeah, some stuff's going to have to crumble before good stuff can be built on top of it. I suppose that's my summary of it. But don't be afraid. Be empowered. Be part of the path.
It is part of the process. I mean, and we chose pretty much to be here during this time anyway. This is we're all part of the transition. We wanted to be part of this transition. We put ourselves here for it. So
yeah, there ain't no accidents. You know, there's cause and there's effect, and we're part of it. You know.
Absolutely. Well, Gary, what a show. It went so quick, huh?
Yeah, I enjoyed it very much, Seth. I certainly did. And it's a pleasure to communicate with you. It's a pleasure to be part of Psychics Gone Wild. And like I said, people can check out my website, GaryWimmer.com, if they want to learn more about me. Probably more written there than they know what to do with. But it's been a pleasure to be with you, brother. It certainly has. Look forward to it again.
Yeah, absolutely doing it again. And you know, I'm going to pick up those books. And they're both, you said, on Kindle and you said what? Kindle in the Play Store?
Kindle and Amazon. You could Google them really easy. A Second in Eternity. A Second in Eternity is the name of one.
Uh-huh.
Or you go to my site, Lithomancy, L-I-T-H-O. M-A-N-C-Y. You Google lithomancy and you'll find lithomancy, the psychic art of reading stones in the first, on Google on the first page. So A Second in Eternity and lithomancy. Or you can go to my website, GaryWimmer.com/psychic, and you can find all about them with the links and with my own little homemade trailers, you know. But they're
right.
Interesting books. They're interesting books. They're one of a kind, that's for sure.
Well, thank you so much for being with us, and I'm glad to be part of you and the other psychicsgonewild.com. And you can go there and check out Gary, myself, and any number of the other psychics that we have up there. We definitely have somebody that can help you out, do the things tell you the things that you are looking to hear. So definitely check us out there. Thank you, Gary. Have a great day.
Thank you, Seth. We'll talk to you later. Have a good day.
All right. You too. All right. So I have our next guest. Our next guest is Crystal. So, Crystal, are you there?
I'm here, Seth. How you doing?
You have such a beautiful energy. I love it. Love it. I go from Gary to you. This is the perfect day.
Yes, it is. It's a beautiful day outside today, too.
Yeah. Now, Crystal, about where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, the East Coast again. I got a lot of East Coasters coming through today. Now, if anybody knows, I'm from the East Coast myself. I'm from the New York, upstate New York area. So that's really where I feel at home. That's where my love is. I love New York, and I got to be honest about that. But when most people say it, they think about the city. You know, everybody thinks the city is New York, when really, that's just a part of it. Have you ever noticed somebody say, I'm from New York, and then they just automatically think that they are the city?
Always. And that's so funny, too, because there is so much more to New York than just the city, you know.
Oh.
And, I mean, really, you know, there's a lot happening in the city, but to be honest with you, I'm not a city person. I don't really care for them. They're too crowded and congested for my taste. And, you know, being sensitive sometimes is a little tough because you get bombarded by everybody's vibrations. I much prefer the country, and upstate New York is just absolutely gorgeous.
It's totally different.
It's like a different country compared to the city.
Absolutely. Well, when you have the attractions like the Grand Canyon of the East and Letchworth State Park and the one of the world's wonders in Niagara Falls, you know, and all that, you know, that surrounds, it's just a really nice place to grow up, I gotta say. It really is.
Well, I gotta ask you, since you're from New York, where is Herkimer located? Because I want to go digging for some Herkimer diamonds.
Herkimer, good Lord, that is a good question. And I wasn't aware that it was in New York.
The Herkimer Diamond Mine is located in New York, and I am dying to go there to go dig for some Herkimer diamonds. So,
okay. I will not be outdone here. I'm going to Google that right now and tell you where that is, Herkimer, New York, so I can get an idea. I didn't even know that. And that's a big thing too. I'd love to get my hands on some Herkimer diamond right now. It's about one of the crystals I'm not using. I have a couple of really cool crystals. And you use crystals, is that correct?
That is correct. I use crystals in almost everything I do. I mean, I just absolutely love their energy. There's so many of them out there, too, that do just a wide variety of things. Each one has a different energy. And there's also several stones, like Gary was talking about the Ascension. There are 12 stones that are called the Synergy 12 that are specially designed to help us with ascension. So any of you out there, if you want to Google Synergy 12, you might be able to find which stones they are. There's like penasite, and there's moldavite, and a whole bunch of other ones. So it's really interesting to learn about and to utilize those energies, especially in healing, which I also do. I'm a Reiki 2 practitioner, and I also have actually started my own healing modality with Reiki, and I call it Angelic Crystal Reiki, and I utilize the power of the angels and crystals with Reiki as well.
Interesting. So, and I'm kind of a I'm a new student to the crystal world. I have several that I've picked up, and have included in my in my meditations and my in my life on a daily basis. Moldavite is one of them I've picked up. I've read some really interesting things about that. Can you tell us a little bit more about that crystal?
Oh, right off the top of my head, it's extremely high vibrational. It is to help us with love energies, among other things. I can't think of the all the stuff right off the top of my head here. But it's really to help us with the ascension energies, to help us bring in the ascension energies, and to help us resonate at a higher vibrational frequency. However, with Moldavite, most people, not all, but most people have a hard time adjusting to it. So if you do get a piece of Moldavite, first of all, if you go out there on eBay or anything like that, make sure that it is genuine Moldavite. Moldavite comes from, I believe, Czechoslovakia, near the Moldova River, hence the name Moldavite. And it is from a meteorite that crashed into that region, like, you know, several hundred years ago. And it made this beautiful green glass-looking stuff. Now, there is a lot of fakes out there that it's lab-created Moldavite. Don't get that because you won't have any of the vibrational frequencies. Make sure you're getting genuine Moldavite. And then you may have to ease into using its energies. You can use it on your heart, your third eye, your crown, or hold it in your left hand for receiving the energies.
Right.
But you may have to do it like maybe, or even if you buy it in jewelry, wear it, but only wear it for a day or two and then quit for a couple of days and then wear it again. You know, go back and forth because it is such a high vibrational frequency that some people experience headaches or whatever when they're initially getting used to it. So it just depends on the person. Me, I had no problem adjusting to it. But then everybody's different. So it's just one of those things.
Right. Right. Another one that I picked up was lapis lazuli. Are you familiar with that one?
Lapis lazuli. Now, that one is good for your throat chakra, to help you express yourself better. It's also a very healing stone for that area.
Mm-hmm.
It's very soothing as well. And if you have any blockages in that area, it's good to use that stone, like in a crystal layout, place it directly onto your throat chakra, and that will help you balance your throat.
Right. Now, are there any other crystals that you think we might want to start out with? You know, good starter crystals for the average person.
Well, good starter crystals, you want to get a good starter set, like for a chakra healing. Your basic crystals, you would want something black for grounding, like, say, obsidian, black obsidian, onyx, or hematite. One of the three is fine.
Okay.
You want something red for your root chakra, which would be maybe like red jasper or something to that effect. Orange carnelian would be good for the sacral chakra, citrine for the solar plexus. For your heart chakra, most people start with like rosy quartz. A green stone like aventurine can also be used for the heart chakra. However, and then your higher heart chakra, you can use the rosy quartz. If you want to integrate both at the same time, that is fine. A blue stone for your throat. purple for your third eye, which would be like amethyst, and then clear quartz or a Herkimer diamond for your crown chakra. So those are the basic ones that, you know, most people should try to, you know, usually start out with like seven, you know, and usually at a metaphysical store or even online, you can even buy sets. They're relatively inexpensive, or you can go, if you go to an actual store, you can actually choose the stone. That's usually the best way I prefer to do it, only because you can actually pick out each stone, and usually you want to start with tumble stone. You don't necessarily want the big clusters with the jagged edges and all that, if you can use them for a chakra balancing layout. And they're relatively inexpensive, maybe a buck or two a piece, if that. And you can, the stone, it's almost like the stone chooses you. You don't necessarily choose the stone, because as you're picking the stones, you can feel the energies off of each one. I mean, it's almost like, think about it, you can use your intuition. I know this sounds really stupid, but like, what makes you say, if you go into a restaurant, pick one stall over the other? Okay? This is the same thing in a way. Use your intuition to which stone that you're guided to, because that is the one that the vibrational frequencies or energies of that stone is the one that you're resonating with and that you're meant to have.
And I've heard that many times. Crystal, I'd like to get into some callers here in a minute, but can we get some information about where we can learn more about you?
Well, I believe I'm on the Psychics Gone Wild website, as you know, and that's www.psychicsgonewild.com. Also, I can be reached at crystalofate396@gmail.com. I offer readings. Angel card readings, and I also offer distance healing as well, and I can be reached through my email.
Awesome. Sweet. So real quick, I want to remind everybody who's in the calling queue to, if you have a question, click or press the button 1 for me. Just to make sure that everybody who has a question I can get to. Some of us are waiting or just listening in on the show. I just want to make sure I have people who are only asking questions. So if you're not asking a question, hit that 1. If you are, hit it again. Thank you very much. And we'll start out with the first caller, 219. 219, can you hear us? Here we go. I think we got it. 219, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. How you doing?
Oh, great. Can we get your name?
Yes, my name is Andrea.
Andrea, you are talking with Crystal. Go ahead.
Hey, Andrea. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. And the Missy. I'm in the chat room under Missy. I had a question. I'm going to be taking a test for a new job Friday. What you see after that?
Hold on 1 second. Let me tune into your energies here. I feel like you're going to do very well on the testing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be nervous.
Okay.
You know, just let it flow through you. In other words, don't get stressed out before the test. Take a couple deep breaths. Ask your angels for help on this.
Okay.
And just let the stuff flow. Because if you get too stressed out and everything, the information's not going to flow, and then you're just, you know, going to get like going you know, and get blocked.
Right.
To just ask your angels for help, and actually, they'll, you know, if you do some deep breathing, even 2 seconds before the test, and then just ask some angels to come help me. They'll actually come through, and you'll be surprised. Sometimes, even if it's some answer that you don't know the answer to, sometimes it'll just pop right into your head. That's them helping you.
Okay, so. Great. And I will be using. I've been working with King Solomon. Do you think that's a good oil to just anoint me with before testing?
No.
Don't use it.
No, not that one. No. Give me cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but I'm getting cinnamon right now.
Okay.
For summer, even just like drink a cup of tea with a little bit of cinnamon in it before.
Okay.
I don't know why, but they're telling me cinnamon for some reason.
Oh, that relaxes me.
I'm sorry?
I said that relaxes me. I drink a lot of tea.
Yeah. So that might be why, that they want you to be calm beforehand. You know, and maybe the cinnamon, for some reason, will just keep you calm so that you can focus. You know,
okay,
that might have
okay.
something to do with it. But they were just, you know, saying cinnamon. So, I did pull 4 cards for you. Now, it's not necessarily specific. As you know, the angelic guidance is more about your life path, not always specific to your question.
Mm-hmm.
And it just says there's a happy change coming to your family, and it's a good time to give birth to new ideas, that they are watching over you and guiding you and protecting you. And you really got to think about what you want right now and what is your deepest heart's desire, because they really, really want you to think about it and visualize it and... You know, you'll be able to manifest it. Now, if you get, you know, try to avoid any negativity, because that's going to block it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
you do deserve the best, and you need to just go for it. Reach for the stars and don't compromise. You know, that's basically what they're telling you right now, is
okay.
that, you know, it's all good, but you really got to just try your best to... stay positive and not focus on anything really negative. You know, don't, you know, I mean, we all have those days, obviously, where stuff's going to get us down or
mm-hmm.
we're going to get frustrated or whatever. I mean, that's, you know, we're human, you know, and the angels know that. We are human. And that's part of our lesson sometimes, is just to learn how to overcome that and to move on, to learn those lessons and to move on. But do it with, if you do run across any blocks or whatever, just basically do it with the intent, like, okay, what can I learn about this?
Mm-hmm.
What am I meant to learn? You know, don't look at it like, oh, crap, the world's going to come to an end, you know. Everything's terrible, everything's horrible. Just try to keep positive about it and say, okay, you know, this may not be the most wonderful thing happening right now, but what can I learn about it? What am I supposed to learn? And then move on.
Okay.
Seth, what about you, hon? I know you're hosting, but do you got anything for Andrea?
Oh, you know, I got caught up in the hustle and bustle in chat. We have a guest who had a question, so I was doing that. I'm very sorry. Let me get your name one more time.
Andrea.
You have kids?
Yes, 2.
Kids. And that you have happy kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see playful spirits.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that I think this summer is going to be a very positive thing for you. You're going to learn a lot about yourself, and you're going to bring your kids through. I see maybe a little minor hiccup. Just a learning opportunity for them, but it's gonna be good. I see that probably coming through, you know, very soon. I'm thinking probably the next probably couple weeks.
Okay.
How old is your youngest?
11. Her father passed in October.
Okay. Watch her.
Yep.
I feel like she's having a harder time with it.
Yep.
And let her talk about it. Let her talk to you. It'll help her to get those words out, is what I'm feeling.
Okay.
Don't let her be quiet. Get her talking.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Andrea.
And thank you all, too. Blessings.
Blessings to you, Andrea.
Wow. I don't understand. It's, like, really muggy around here. It's not hot, but it's muggy. This is the West Coast. It's not supposed to be like that. Oh wow! So how about the weather over there? Is it hot right now, or is it cool, or what is it?
It's actually cool today. It's like in the 50s. Yeah, so it's like kind of burr actually. It's a little below normal. We're supposed to be at least in the low 70s, and it's like yeah. So yeah, it's a little chilly here today, but. You know, I think spring's getting a little late start this year. It's struggling a little bit, but it's getting going.
No doubt. All right, so I have a caller that's been with us since the last show, so we're going to go ahead and bring her back in. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's go. 315. 315, you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. Do you have any questions for Crystal?
Yes, I would just like to know about romance.
What's your name, please?
Annette.
I'm sorry?
Annette.
Mm-hmm. Let me tune into your energy here, Annette. And I'm pulling some cards for you. Now, do you currently, I know that sounds silly, but, okay, you're not currently in a relationship, are you?
No, I just broke up with somebody.
Because what I'm feeling is it may be a little while. I do see someone for you, but it may be, say, a few months. And I'm feeling that right now may be a learning and healing phase for you. More or less just to step back and look within and take some time for yourself.
Okay.
Nurture yourself a little bit. And I know one of our deepest desires as humans is to want to be loved, no matter what, to love and to be loved. But sometimes it's also worth it to step back and to take some time and look within and love ourselves first. Because sometimes we expend so much energy trying to take care of everyone else that we can neglect ourselves.
Yes.
And so, and also, that kind of goes with, and I didn't even look at the cards, and now I'm looking at your cards, and it's like, okay, that kind of goes with some of the cards that I actually pulled for you, that you are getting ready to go into a new phase. Archangel, or Ariel, one of the angels, is with you right now, and you're going to start having new spiritual experiences that are going to change the way that you view the world and yourself. And she's asking you to allow your spiritual gifts to open through study, prayer, and meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have a gift working with young people. And the angels do want you to kind of focus on your divine purpose, which involves helping or teaching or parenting children.
Okay.
And also, there is a happy change coming to your family. But in the meantime, before that, they are also saying, according to the cards, that yoga and exercise are essential to your well-being, your peace of mind, and your spiritual growth. So this basically goes directly off the first one, that you are going to be coming into a whole bunch of new experiences. And as you're going through this learning phase, it would be really good to nurture yourself, to take time out, go take a bath, go for walks in nature, look within, spend some time before you go to bed at night in thought, but not, you know, where you're repeating thought after thought and driving yourself crazy, but just, you know, gentle, welcoming thoughts. Call upon the angels to help you with this growth. They really want to guide you and help you, and they're always around you, protecting you.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as your romance question, I don't see anything happening right away for several months, because, like I said, you are in this learning phase right now, and you are growing, and they want you to take a little bit of time for yourself, but there is someone on the horizon that you can't see right now.
Okay. I think there's someone in my life that wants to be with me, but I'm like, I just went through a bad relationship, so I've put my wall up.
Right, and that may be the reason why, is that, you know, you're not ready, you know, because, and also, you know, it's, you just went through this, so it may mean that you need to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And take some time for yourself. And to learn and to grow from this.
Mm-hmm.
And just to take a couple steps back for a little while. And don't just jump head on into the first thing that, you know, comes your way. Because, you know, you do deserve the best, always. You know, so don't, you know, if your little intuition bells start going off and you think you're just settling just because you want somebody in your life, you know, don't necessarily do that. You know, just, I mean, it's wonderful to have companionship and all that, but, I mean, you and we all want to be happy, but on the same token, you know, you do want the right person in your life, and sometimes just settling doesn't make you happy at all.
Right, exactly. Well, thank you for your time.
Sure.
Yeah, now when you called in, I absolutely. Thank you very much, Crystal. I got a picture of you dancing in fields of flowers. And what that means to me is it's you want to have fun while you're taking that time for yourself. You know, you know, stop and smell the roses and have fun playing in them too. This is a time for you and a time for you to grow. Take advantage of it.
Earlier someone asked about Herkimer, New York. I think that's near Rome, if I remember right.
Yeah, it's a little bit east of Utica, a little northeast of. I did find it.
Yeah, Utica.
Yeah, northwest. I'm sorry, northwest of Albany. So yeah, it's kind of between Utica and Albany. Thank you very much, Priscilla. You brought me back to home a little bit.
Road trip.
Right. Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, can you call back soon?
I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. So now, Crystal, you are a Reiki 2 practitioner.
Correct.
Right? Can you tell us what that means?
I'm sorry?
Can you tell us what that means?
Reiki is a type of energetic healing. It was Dr. Usui was put on, I can't even think of all the logistics behind it, but he went to a mountain back in the 1940s and did some meditation for days on end, and this was channeled to him. And it's a healing modality utilizing the universal energy that we basically all have access to. It is, we all have the ability to heal and heal our minds, our bodies, and our spirits. And Reiki is a, some Reiki practitioners use direct hands-on techniques. Some will hold their hands directly above the body, and a lot of times you'll feel that their hands are very, very hot. And what that is they are channeling the universal energy directly into their bodies, the universal healing energy, directly into their bodies and from their bodies out their hands into that person. And what that does is that promotes healing on down to a cellular level. I'm also, some of our listeners may be familiar with Jeanine Regan Sinclair. I am also learning crystal key healing at this time as well. I was in her first class for the United States here, and I plan on becoming a practitioner of that also. Now, that is also an energy type of healing. However, that is higher vibrational frequency. And I think Reiki is fantastic. It's wonderful. But I think that Crystal Key is also the new Reiki because it is even higher vibrational energy than Reiki. And it's utilizing sound, light, color, frequencies, as well as everything, all intermingled into one, as well as the universal healing energies. And it's higher vibrational. So I'm learning that as well at this time. So it's really, really fascinating.
Yeah, and how are you using it right now?
Right now, I am not practicing that at this time. I'm still in the learning stages. But it is the type of thing that can be used to heal not only distance healing, personal healing. You can actually heal animals. You can heal Mother Earth, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really amazing stuff. And, I mean, that can be done with Reiki as well. It's just I do believe that, you know, Crystal Key is pretty much the new Reiki, that it's higher vibrational frequencies utilized, and that will match our newer ascension energies better in the long run. I think that's why it's been brought forth at this time, whereas Reiki is wonderful, but it's, you know, it is an older modality, and it is utilizing the universal healing energy. However, it is a lower vibrational than Crystal Key. So I'm going to possibly, and Crystal Key does work well, as does Reiki, with other modalities. So
you know, you can integrate them as well. So that's what I plan on doing.
Right. To get back it, on, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, I did, actually. Go ahead.
Okay. So what I was seeing, I want to go back to the crystals because, again, like I said, this is something that I'm really interested in, and we have some time. I was thinking, when you use your crystals, what crystal do you use as an everyday driver?
In everyday life? Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, pretty much the ones I mentioned before. The basics are really, really good. And you can utilize crystals in a variety of ways. Now, there is another one that many people may not even be aware of that is also pretty interesting, and it is called shungite. And what shungite is, it's, as you know, in this age of technology, there is a lot of electromagnetic stuff, okay? There's radiation, there's, you know, everything coming off of our computers and our TVs and everything else that just, you know, it's really, really just really, it can be really just devastating to our bodies and everything else. So there is a stone out there that is called shungite. And see, I'm actually looking it up right now if I can find it to see if I can tell our caller specifically a little bit more about it. But what it is, it's a black stone. It can also be used for purification of water as well. But this absorbs electromagnetic stuff. It's really good to have next to your computer to help absorb some of the energies off of that. And I don't have it in this book like I thought. Oh, well. Anyway, it's excellent for that. If you actually look it up online, I think under healingcrystals.com, you would be able to find more information about it. It's spelled S-H-U-N-G-I-T-E, I believe.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing. You can get it in pyramid form or in small crystalline form. You can also use it to purify water and many other things. It will take out a lot of impurities. That it's not just using carbon. It will do a lot of other great stuff. So it's really, really amazing. But there's a whole wide variety of ones. Like in order to connect to the angels, there's two stones that I think are really fantastic. There's one called, and they're both blue. They're celestite or angelite. And those are two that are just amazing for connections to angelic energies.
Nice. Now, I hadn't even heard of those.
I had
heard of celestite, but I didn't know what properties it had. Looking at the shungite, though, it looks kind of like another stone that I have called pneumite.
Yes, very similar to pneumite.
And
pneumite also is a very high vibrational stone. That is only found in, I think, in the glaciers of Greenland or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's where pneumite comes from. So that one is also extremely rare. And you have pneumite. Ooh, awesome. Not too many people have that one yet.
I saw it, and it was calling to me now when I took it home and looked it up. What I saw was it's also called the Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah.
So I thought that was it was cool that it called me. It said, you know, this is for me. I got this one. and I got home and it was really cool. And you know, it just you carry them around and you feel differently with the, I mean, you definitely pick up their vibration. Can you talk about maybe how the stones can help you even out some of the different personality traits?
Like, say you're having a lot of emotional issues, or you're extremely emotional and crying a lot or whatever, you know, something that's really upsetting you. I carry around a piece of rose quartz and even sit with it for a few minutes on your heart. That will help bring in calming energy to you. Also, let's see, I would say for like mental clarity, amethyst or clear quartz is really awesome for that. If you really are feeling like really brain fog, you know, you spent a really bad day at the office and you're just like really exhausted and tired and just like, oh man, you know, sit with a few minutes and put a piece on your third eye, you know, and it will help, you know, clear some of that overstressed brain fog feeling. You know, I mean, it's not going to necessarily be cure-all to everything, but it is going to ease some of that, you know, where you're not going to feel as crappy, really, to put it bluntly. You know, it will ease some of that. It's also been used, like, amethyst has been used even with some people for, like, headaches and things like that. So, I mean, it is, like, amethyst is really considered, like, an all-healer, too. I mean, it's one of the most effective stones in the healing world. So, and as is clear quartz. So the two of those especially are really, really helpful in a lot of aspects. Another one is like citrine. Well, you were talking about lapis lazuli as well earlier. I mean, the healing properties on lapis can also help like relieve headaches and migraines.
Mm-hmm.
Skin disorders, anxiety, and it helps. It has problems with the lymph glands, the eyes and ears. It calms the nervous system and reduces inflammation and pain. And it actually helps to heal the ozone layer, believe it or not.
Hey,
so that one's lapis lazuli.
Yes, and actually I chose that one. I actually chose that one because I was told by two of my psychic friends that I had one or multiple past lives in Egypt. Now, I've always been drawn to Egypt, so I always felt like that was something that that was a place that I needed to, you know, study a little bit on, or at least bring myself closer to. So I totally felt it, and when they said that this is something that I've had in my past, and that lapis lazuli was used back in the days as a by the burial.
Mm-hmm.
So those who were burying the doing the mummification and whatnot, and they would wear it as a as an amulet. And so I've got a little amulet of it, but it's really really cool, and it really has help to mellow me out, like, for my, I feel better in my own skin, I think, now. So, I mean, that's just my own experience with it.
Right. Now, women in particular, our women listeners right now, another amazing one for any type of female issues would be Rainbow Moonstone. That one, it resonates with, as the name says, the moon. And the moon energies and such. And it actually helps a lot with a lot of female issues, whether it be, you know, ovarian or whatever, any issues that any woman would have with female issues, it can help ease that by actually just carrying a piece of that in your pocket. It's amazing. It really does. I mean, you know, it really can help ease any type of pain or issues, even if it's just typical monthly thing or whatever, you know. It really does help a lot. It's very also protective in a lot of ways for women, and it also helps people adjust their body clocks too. So there's a lot of benefits to that stone in particular, as far as that goes. And it's really beautiful too. It's very it's white, and it's got this beautiful rainbow iridescence color. So it's really pretty.
I'm looking at it right now. It's very pretty. I like it.
So, go ahead.
Yeah, no, so trying to think of some of the other ones that I use. Blue kyanite. I really like
kyanite is amazing. Selenite, too. Selenite is one. Now, that is one that, especially if you are cleansing your crystals or anything like that, that is one you do not want to get wet. That is one thing that when you go to cleanse or charge your crystals, you have to really kind of look up and make sure on the hardness of your stone. Now, this is an amazing stone that you can see them in wand form or whatever. They have the selenite actually can heal the cells of the body and ensures that the fluid system flows harmoniously, including the spinal fluid. It improves skin tone. It increases the body's capacity to absorb calcium. It can also, it's also considered a stone of fertility, pregnancy. It's also a very protective stone. So it will, having just a piece of it in your room will help clear out energies, and it also encourages all types of communication with the other side. So, and on this side, and it helps you to see through lies or deception. So anybody that, over and above the healing aspects, there are aspects to each stone that it depends on your own personal belief, but there are attributes to stones that can help on a more psychic or emotional level than more than people realize, that there is more to crystals and stones than just physical healing as well. But that is one thing that you always want to double check to make sure that before you, say, stick them in a salt water bath or something like that, to make sure that you're not, certain ones you can't get wet because they will disintegrate, like selenite will. But they are very wonderful and cleansing, protective, so you just don't want to sit them outside in the rain or anything like that. So, but other than that,
some stones.
Go ahead.
So I heard some stones can actually help to cleanse your other stones. Is that true?
Yeah, clear quartz is one of them. Clear quartz is one that can actually cleanse the energy of the stones and to help charge them. But, like, if you want to store your stones, try to make sure, don't put them, like, in a plastic bowl, okay, because that's not a natural place for your stones. Try to keep them in something that's, like, wooden or cloth or something like that, something that's natural. And a piece of clear quartz can also cleanse and charge your stone. Also, moonlight can charge your stone. And, you know, it depends. Like, a lot of people will cleanse their stones in sea salt, you know, or a combination of sea salt and water. You can also do it with just intention. Just hold the crystal and ask for cleansing, clearing, and charging of the stone at that time in the universal energy.
and the angels.
When we talk about, you mentioned the receiving hand when we were talking earlier. So can you tell me the difference? You have the receiving hand and is it the sending hand, or what is it that
yeah.
separates our hands?
Okay. It depends on the person, whether you're left-handed or right-handed. But most people, if you are right-handed, your left hand would be your receiving hand, meaning you would receive energy from crystals or whatever in your left hand. That is how your energy would flow through your body. And you would give energy or release energy back out through your right hand. So that's basically how it would work for most people. If you're left-handed, it would be opposite. It all has to do with the energetic flow of your chakra system. Because as we know, I mean, energy is not stagnant, okay? Energy is flow. Energy flows through your body on a continual basis. I mean, as we know, like our brains, they have electronic impulses that make our brains work, and that's energy. And our bodies have auras. That's made up of energy. It's in a constant state of movement and flux. And so the energetic flow of our bodies, you have receiving and giving or whatever. It's the directional flow of how energy flows in your body is the best way to explain it.
Very awesome.
Does that make any sense?
It makes great sense. It actually makes more sense than I had before, so I love having more sense than I had before. So working with stones, how did you start to learn about your affinity for stones? I know it wasn't just because they named you Crystal.
Well, the strange thing is, like, I was just drawn to them. I had no idea why. I found myself, even as a kid, going out and digging up rocks, and I thought they were the coolest things, you know, and especially the shiny ones. I mean, hey, you know, most girls, the shinier the better, whatever it was, you know. and it was just like, I was just attracted to them, and I had no idea why. And it was just the coolest thing. And then I started reading up on them. And then as my, you know, basically I was born with abilities, but as I grew up, a lot of us do. I mean, we'll shut them down because the world tells us, well, no, you didn't see that, you didn't feel that, that was just your imagination. So I shut mine down until about, I would say, about 10 years ago. And then I realized, no, this is not right, you know. And I started reopening my gifts and really started working on, you know, coming back into my gifts. And in the meantime, I was also starting to research, why am I drawn to these crystals? What's the deal with this thing? And then I ran across metaphysical properties of crystals and healing properties of crystals. Because I've worked in the medical field, so I've always been interested in healing and even drawn to alternative ways of healing. So I wanted to learn more, and, you know, I'm like a little sponge, and I had to go find out more, like, okay, what's this all about? And so I just went from there with it. I started with the healing aspect of it and just really just ran with it. You know, I find it totally fascinating.
Very good. Very good. No, yeah, I just picked it. And my dad was kind of a rock hound too. You know, he started coming home with all kinds of different things, and you know, and I always thought that turquoise. I was like, well, that's a nice looking rock. You know, that looks great. But
it was him that said, you know, there's more to it. You know, it has a vibration. It does, you know, there's, you know, it can help you as a healing stone. And to me, you know, it was just a stone until I started, you know, carrying them around. And I would carry, I would carry my blue kyanite, or I tried carrying the pneumite around a couple of times, but I realized it's not really a stone for me to carry. And we all have stones that are good for us to carry and not, is what my experience is. And is that how you feel too?
That's amazing. That is amazing. You know, I mean, I was just looking in this book while we were talking, and it's like, now we were talking about shiny things and how little girls like shiny things, and that old adage, diamonds are girls' best friend. Well, diamonds are in this one book, and keywords for this one is intensity, radiance, and sovereignty. And it's a, let me see if I can find some more information. They've been long valued for their magical properties. Hindus over 15 centuries ago believed that the stones provided their owners with protections from evil spirits, fire, poison, snakes, illness, and various dangers. In other cultures, diamonds are believed to provide victory, courage, faithfulness, purity, and enhancement of love. So there is a whole bunch of stuff here stating about, you know, how diamonds are, you know, definitely a girl's best friend.
Wow.
But let's see. They encourage one to perceive how life's trials and lessons can be put to positive use. It lends strength in high pressure situations and enables one to respond to stressful experiences with grace. They can also be a stone of spiritual initiation. It aids us in becoming beacons of light and models of fortitude in times of adversity, teaching that our behavior in these situations can reveal our true inner beauty and our soul's knowledge. Isn't that awesome?
Yes, that is awesome. So it brings a little bit of light to the reason why we all have the diamonds on our mind when it comes to that special someone.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right. Well, so, Crystal, we only have 3 minutes left in the show.
Wow, that went by really fast.
It did. So how can we get a hold of you again if we have more questions or we'd like to get a reading and either healing from your Reiki? How can we do that?
Okay, I can be contacted at psychicsgonewild.com. Or through my email, which is crystalofaith396@gmail.com.
Awesome. And just like Crystal, you can see myself, Seth, or you can see any of the other psychics that we have, ranging from, you know, we have Janine, who does her healing and the crystal key. We also have Kelly, Jethro. I mean, just an astounding amount of excellence at psychicsgonewild.com. I also have a site, psychicsuccess.com, and I have an excellent deal going on for everybody for the month of May, and that is 50% off my normal rate, and that is just a way of getting myself out there, getting, you know, familiar with the people, let them get familiar with me and get some good readings done. It's an excellent deal out there. So go to psychicsuccess.com. Crystal, it was phenomenal spending time with you. I loved the experience. Thank you again for allowing us to work together.
Oh, thank you so much, Seth, and thank you so much, callers, for calling in today. I really had a great time.
Our listeners also, we had a number of good listeners, and sorry we didn't get to every question in the chat, But please come back, give us a call or reach out. We can help you out through one of our many psychics at psychicsgonewild.com. Crystal, you have a great day. I'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you so much, Seth. You take care and blessings to you.
Oh, thank you. You too. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Psychics Gone Wild. And we will catch you again soon. Look out for Jethro and company.